And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 19th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of Tracy Chevalier, born Washington, D.C., 1962. After college, moved to London for 6 months, then fell in love with a British man, and she's never left. She started writing historical novels. Her first was The Virgin Blue, a moderate success, and her second, Girl with a Pearl Earring, was a huge bestseller in 1999, inspired by the painting by Johannes Vermeer, Girl with a Pearl Earring, imagining what life might have been like for that young woman. She's written 4 more novels since, the latest, Remarkable Creatures, about 2 eccentric women searching for fossils on an English beach. Tracy Chevalier, who said, "Don't write about what you know, write about what you're interested in. Don't write about yourself, you aren't as interesting as you think." It's the birthday of the novelist who writes under the name John Le Carré, born David Cornwell, Poole, England, 1931. Worked in Her Majesty's Secret Service as a young man, found the actual work of a spy pretty boring, took the pen name Le Carré, which means the square in French, and it was his 3rd novel, The Spy Who Came in from the Cold, so successful in 1963 he quit his job as a spy and began to write full-time. John Le Carré, who said, "Completing a book, it's a little like having a baby. There's a feeling of relief and satisfaction when you get to the end, a feeling that you have brought your family, your characters home, then a sort of postnatal depression, and then very quickly the horizon of a new book, the consolation that next time I will do it better." And it's the birthday of the motion picture pioneer Auguste Lumière, born 1862 in Besançon, France. He and his younger brother Louis were inspired by Thomas Edison's new kinetoscope, a peephole machine that pulled strips of film in front of a light source, creating the illusion of movement. And the Lumière brothers began work on a device to actually project the images onto a screen. March 1895, they shot their first footage, workers leaving a factory in Lyon. But Auguste Lumière considered motion pictures to be a mere scientific curiosity with no commercial value, and he turned his great mind to medical research. Here's a poem for today by David Hernandez, Retirement Home Melee at the Salad Bar. They say it began with an elderly man foraging through the icebergs and romaines. They say another who prefers his salad without a stranger's fingerprints said, "Stop." From there, they say, curses hissed through dentures. From there, fists. They say it was a fracas, knocked bifocals and clattering canes, the wooden screech of chair legs, some to break up the scuffle and some to shuffle off on a bad knee or pinned hip or pacemakered heart. One is bitten, they say. Another wears a cut across his forehead, blood flowing down the canals of his wrinkles. Next day's the same old, as they say. Back to the quiet swing of living without velocity or fire, shuffleboard and pinochle, the dull click of knitting needles, their final gray years going limp, or so they say. Retirement Home Melee at the Salad Bar by David Hernandez from his collection Hoodwinked, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by The Great Leader, published by Grove Press, a black comic detective novel in the vein of No Country for Old Men, about a retired detective in a humorous and bold pursuit of a sinister cult leader, by Jim Harrison. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.